Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November 11th. Today is Veterans Day. I want to wish all of our veterans a very happy Veterans Day. We want to thank you for your service to our country, and we certainly honor and respect your service. The grains were mixed overnight. We had D's corn down a penny and a quarter, 429 and three quarters. D's wheat down 13 and a half cents at 559. We took out the October lows briefly. January beans up 4¾ cents at 1035. We got up to the 100-day moving average again and then failed. We closed about 7 cents off our highs. Crude oil is currently down $1.84 a barrel. The dollar is strong. It's up 53 ticks. So I would imagine today is going to be a little bit of a lower day. Gold and silver are sharply lowered. Gold's down $60 an ounce. Silver's down $70 and 70 cents an ounce. And Bitcoin is up 5,000 a coin, new historic high at 83,000 plus. For the week, we won't get any numbers from the USDA until tomorrow because of the holiday. Weekly export sales will be delayed till Friday. But I think on tomorrow's crop progress, we should see wheat improving slightly with some of the rains that we've had out here. But overall, with the dollar so strong and crude oil so weak, you got to think the grains will be under a little bit of a pressure out here. We've had a big rally in the bean oil due to the worldwide demand for all kinds of veg oils. Palm oil made new two-year highs overnight. But the way we backed off in the bean oil, I'm not sure that we're going to be able to hold up here, particularly with the crude oil down $1.84 currently. So, you know, I think we're kind of still where we're at. We've had a nice run in the beans. Overnight, we were able to sell some more beans for our clients. We had a recommendation to sell more beans at 1037, so that was filled here. And right now, we're fairly content just holding on to what we've got, though we are looking to make more sales in the weeks ahead. I think the markets are going to stay under pressure here. We don't see any problems in South America, don't see any real problems here. Yes, the U.S. is dry, but we've had some rains. So overall, I think the pros are going to do what they've been doing, selling rallies, and the end users are going to continue to do what they've been doing, which is buy breaks. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE. Have a good week.